Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Eddie Salcido Broadcasting. And today is the 24th of January. That is about to change within the next few minutes. Today we're going to talk about the fundamentals of music. What is music? What does it mean? What can you do with it? I'm going to attempt to teach the aspects of music that are basic, such as melody, harmony, and rhythm. Also, I am going to outline to you scales, chords. How does that all fit in? You play a scale. So what? It's a scale. How does that work in the real world? Well, it really does work in the real world because if you know these fundamentals, you know how to actually play music and how to do solos. So let us start from the very, very, very beginning. I'm going to do this. I'm not sure what kind of order it's going to be in. I'm going to try to present it in a linear order if I can. If I can't, you can always contact me and ask me questions. My email address is jazzdog1@comcast.net. That's jazzdog1@comcast.net. And you can also contact me via MSN at Dreadward, DREADWARD, at hotmail.com. That's my MSN address, so you can email me there. Now, music is rhythm, as I said before, melody and harmony. And rhythm is this. I'm tapping on my leg. So that's pretty much the basic rhythm that everybody goes by. That's what most songs are written in. That's what most people can deal with. That's called 4-4 time. And the reason it's called 4-4 time is because there are four beats per measure. And it's a measure comprises of four beats. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. And the reason I'm doing, I'm counting off the first beat of that, those in 1, 2, 3, and 4, is because that's a 4-bar cycle. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. And I did that so that I could keep track of the bars, in other words, the measures. Now, a measure comprises four of those beats. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. Now, those are what are called quarter notes. And some might say when I was in my Braille music class back in L.A., I had a teacher tell me that it was 4-quarter time instead of 4-4 time. Apparently, that's more accurate. That's your call. The 4-4, I'll tell you this. The 4, the first 4 in that pair of numbers refers to the number of beats in the measure. And the second 4 refers to the measure time signature, I think. All right. So, another example would be 3-4 time. So, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So, what I did there was, it's a waltz time. So that each measure is comprised of 3 beats now instead of 4 beats. So, again, I'll show you the example, the difference. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. 3, 2, 3, 4. 4, 2, 3, 4. That's four bars of four-quarter time or four-four time, whatever you want to call it. Now, again, three-four time or three-quarter time goes one, two, three, two, two, three, three, two, three, four, two, three. And that is rhythm, which everybody starts with because, oh, well, there are a lot of theories on it, but after the voice became an instrument, drums was probably the next instrument after voice, so that's where our basic primal rhythms come in. So, next we're going to work on some scales and chords and melody and harmony. Melody is the thing that you hear that's the main part of the song. That's, for example, I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. It's an old Hank Williams song. I'm partial to country music, so what I just sang was a part of the melody of I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You by Hank Williams. So that is the melody. It's in the key of E. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Now, I'm not trying to skip here, but just showing you the basic differences, the fundamentals of music. So, the harmony would be, I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. So, obviously I don't have two heads. I wish I did sometimes because it would help me harmonize better. So I'm going to do this the best way I can. I'm going to have the melody down here on the piano, and I'm going to sing the harmony on top. So you'll hear what that sounds like. I can't help it if I'm still in love. Oops, in love with you. I'll do that again since I messed it up. I can't help it if I'm still in love. So, it's me singing the harmony on top, which is a third above the melody, which we'll get to in a minute. I'm going a bit above and beyond here what I should be. So, let's start at the very beginning, if I may. We're going to start on a C chord, a C scale, very basic. I'm going to play. I'm going to play the C scale. I'm having problems with my MIDI here, so I do apologize for that. I'm going to play the C scale. This is a C note. And I'm playing with my pinky finger. That's a D with my ring finger. Middle finger plays E. Index finger plays F. The thumb plays G. I'm back to the middle finger on A, and I'm back to the index finger on B. C is with a thumb, and I'm going to go back down reversing the order. And by the way, I'm playing with my left hand here, so I'm going to go down to B, index, A, middle, G, thumb, index, F, E, middle, ring is D. Back to C. Now, if there's distortion, I am sorry for that. I did turn the keyboard down so that hopefully you'll hear this in a quality type of situation. So, it's pretty boring. It's pretty basic. The music system that we use in Western society is composed of 12 notes. And these 12 notes, similar to the 6 Braille dots, make up, how shall I say, in the way that the 6 Braille dots make up written language, math, and everything else that you need. So, too, does the 12-tone system comprise anything you need to know that's worth knowing about music in Western society. Now, in Eastern societies, they have quarter notes. And I haven't even screwed with that at all, so I would imagine that it would be something like this. Mm-hmm. something like that. And that I'm just using my mod wheel to sort of approximate the quarter note system, which I do not even have a concept of. I'd like to, though. So we're going to start again at C. I'm playing a C below middle C. And I'm just going to go ahead and play all the major scales for you, so you'll hear what that sounds like. And I'm going to do that with my left hand and my right hand. And then I will play them together, if I can. Keep in mind, I haven't practiced these scales in years and years, so I apologize in advance for that. We're going to start again with the C scale. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. And I'm going back down with the fingers I used previously. Now we're going to go for the C-sharp scale. And incidentally, I'll go back here and say that before we do the scales, I thought of this. We should tell you what the notes are in the 12-tone system. And when I say the 12-tone system, I mean every tone that's used in music that's a melodic instrument. Well, steel drums also have tones, but I'm specifically talking about things that sound pretty to the Western ear. So, we're going to start with C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp, A sharp, or B flat as the case may be, and then B again, C, and we're going back down, C, B, A sharp, A, G sharp, G, F sharp, F, E, D sharp, D, C sharp, C. So, that is the 12-tone system, the 12 notes that you'll need to know for your musical life. Now, we're going to do the scales again, which make up these 12 tones in various combinations. We'll start with C. C, pinky, ring is on the D, E is the middle finger, F is the index finger, G is the thumb, A is the middle, B is the index, C is the thumb. I'm going to go back down. B index, A middle, G thumb, F index, E middle, ring is on the D, and back to the C with my pinky finger. Now, C sharp scale is a different fingering altogether. It's a different animal because of the way the sharps and flats are configured. Now, also, the piano has what are called black keys and white keys. Now, that comes from the days when they were actually black and white, when pianos are made out of ivory. I don't know if the colors are the same or different on these keyboards, but I would imagine for visual purposes they would be, so that it would remind a sighted person of a real piano. That's pure speculation on my part, but I would guess that that is the case. So, the white keys are referred to as all the keys that feel longer and flatter. So, on a piano or a keyboard, you'll feel two sets of keys. You'll feel the flat keys, which there are 52 of. I'll count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. I'll do it that way. Keep it simple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1, and 2. 52 white keys. And there are 36 black keys composing a keyboard of 88 keys in my case. Now, there are differences in keyboards. Some keyboards have 76 keys, some keyboards have 61 keys. I prefer the 76 or the 88 key model simply for playability's sake. I can pretty much play in all the registers with those key configurations. So back to the black and white keys. The white keys feel flatter, and the black keys are raised above. They're these keys here. Oops, I got my mod wheel on. Let's try this again. So you hear the difference in how those sound. And it's funny because if you're a total beginner and you want to sound like you know what you're doing, it's fun to just hit the black keys. In various combinations, because it's just, you can't go wrong with them. If you do that with the white keys, on the other hand, you have a problem. And the reason, well, I won't get into the reason why that's so. We will get there eventually. So, I played you the C scale, and I'm going to play the C sharp scale now. With my left hand. And I'm going to start C sharp with my middle finger. This is a totally different animal. A lot of these scales with the black keys are going to be much different because of the way they are configured on the piano. It wouldn't make sense to do it the normal way because it feels very awkward, trust me. You can try it, and I actually encourage you to do so and then do it the right way, but I highly recommend you stay with the correct way that I'm telling you so that you don't get into bad habits. And so here we go. C sharp, D sharp, F. And, C sharp is the middle finger, index finger on D sharp, F, ring finger on F sharp, middle finger on G sharp, A sharp is the index finger again, and C is the thumb, and then C sharp is the index finger, an octave above where we were, where we started, an octave, incidentally, is an interval of an eighth, thus the term oct, eight. So we're going to go back down, index, thumb, on C sharp and C, and then index on the B flat, or A sharp as you want to call it, G sharp with the middle finger, ring finger is on F sharp, the thumb is on F, the index is on the E flat key or the D sharp key, and the middle finger is on the C sharp key. Now, why am I confusing you guys by saying D flat or C sharp? They're both the same thing, and they are the same thing because a D flat is one flat. It's one note below a D, and a C sharp is one. It's a sharp C or a flatted D, so it amounts to the same thing. Now, we're going to get into why you want to musically be correct when you're telling people what keys to play and how to do sheet music a lot later in this lesson or in subsequent lessons. For right now, though, we're going to start playing the D scale, and from now on, I'm going to say D pinky when I want you to play the pinky on the D scale or on a certain note. So keep aware that I am playing with my left hand. So D pinky, E ring, F sharp middle, G index, A thumb, B middle, C sharp index, D thumb, back down, D thumb, C sharp index, B thumb, A in index, wait a minute, I ran out of fingers here, I'm gonna make make sure that's right here. Going back down. D. Here we're an octave above where we started out, which is here. So we're going to go D, thumb, C sharp index, B thumb, A index, G middle, F sharp ring, E thumb, D index. Or you could do it this way. D thumb, C sharp index, B middle, A thumb, G index, F sharp middle, E ring, and D pinky. And in fact, the reason I messed up the first one, this was actually the correct one, is because I've been doing this subconsciously for so many years, it's interesting to try to break it down and explain it to you all. So there will be some mistakes along the way, but again, you can contact me with further questions. So we're going to go with the E-flat scale now, or the D-sharp. I'll call it E-flat. E-flat middle. F index, G thumb, G sharp ring, A sharp, or A flat ring, excuse me, B flat middle, C index, D thumb, E flat index, D thumb, C index, B flat middle, A flat ring, G thumb, F index, E flat middle. So the next chord, the next key is E. E pinky, F sharp ring, G sharp middle, A index, B thumb, C sharp middle. Index is on the D sharp, or I should say D sharp index, E thumb, D sharp index, C sharp middle, B thumb, A index, G sharp middle, F sharp ring, and we're back to E on the pinky finger. Now, this next one is a little different, and this is the F scale. And the reason I'm going, like I said, I'm going back and forth between sharps and flats is some of these are sharp keys and some of these are flat keys. In other words, F has one flat, but E has four sharps. And again, we'll get into that a lot later. I'm not going to even bother with that now because that probably confused me as well as you if I didn't do it in a linear way. So F pinky, G ring, A middle, B flat index, C thumb, D middle, E index, F thumb, back down, E index, D middle, C thumb, B flat index, A middle, G ring finger, F pinky. Gonna do F sharp scale. This is another weird one. F sharp ring, G sharp middle, A sharp index, thumb B or B thumb, C sharp middle, D sharp index, F or E sharp if you like to go alphabetically correctly, thumb, F sharp index, F thumb or E sharp, D sharp index, C sharp, middle. B, thumb. A sharp, index. G sharp, middle. F sharp, ring. G scale. G, pinky. A, ring. B, middle. C, index. D, thumb. E, middle. F sharp, index. G, thumb. Again, we're back an octave above where we started. Going back down. F sharp, index. E, middle. D, thumb. C, index. B, middle. A, ring. G, pinky. Next, we're going to do the G sharp scale, or the A flat scale, if you will. And this is, again, A flat or G sharp is above the G. I'm going to go A flat, middle. B flat, index. C, thumb. D flat, middle. E flat, index. F, thumb. G, middle. Index is on the G sharp or G sharp index. Back down. G, middle. F, thumb. E flat, index. D flat, middle. C, thumb. B flat, index. A flat, middle. A scale. Why am I playing the chord on each time I do the scale? Just so you can get the root and what it sounds like. So, that's why. It just establishes the root. The root being the note that I start on, which is A in this case. Or which would be any of the scales I start on. So, A is the root here, so we're going to do A, pinky. B, ring. C sharp, middle. D, index. E, thumb. F sharp, middle. G sharp, index. Oops, excuse me. Great, Eddie. A, thumb. Going back down. G sharp, index. F sharp, middle. E, thumb. D, index. C sharp, middle. B, ring. A, pinky. Next scale is the B flat scale, or A sharp. It's usually considered a flat key. So, B flat, middle. C, index. D, thumb. E flat, middle. F, index. G, thumb. A, middle. B flat, index. A, middle. G, thumb. F, index. E flat, middle. D, thumb. C, index. And then back to B flat, middle. Next scale is the B scale. Okay, I had to play with that fingering for a bit because it's a different one. Ring, or B, ring. C sharp, middle. D sharp, index. E, thumb. F sharp, ring. G, G sharp, middle. A sharp, index. B, thumb, going back down. B flat, A sharp, index. G sharp, middle. F sharp, ring. E, thumb. D sharp, index. C sharp, middle. B, ring. Very weird fingering, but it works because, again, the black keys are very strange if you don't know how to control them and harness them. We're going to start again with the scales, doing the right hand. So, usually the right hand is a mirror image of what the left hand is doing. So we're going to start with the C scale, up an octave above where I was before, which was here. So, and again, an octave is an eighth interval. So, we're going to start C, thumb. D, index. E, middle. F, thumb. G, index. A, middle. B, ring. C, pinky. I had to think about that for a minute. Going back down. B, ring. A, middle. G, index. F, thumb. E, middle. D, index. C, thumb. So, basically it's a mirror image, which means if you put your hands together, kind of, and you were to look at it in a mirror, you would be looking at your hand backwards, which is why I call it a mirror image and what that term means. So, we're going to do the C-sharp scale. Right hand. C-sharp, index. D-sharp, middle. F, thumb. F-sharp, index. G-sharp, middle. A-sharp, ring. C, thumb. C-sharp, index. Going back down, C, thumb. A-sharp, B-flat. I'm referring to these interchangeably, so it is confusing. And it's not for me, but it probably is for you. So, B-flat, ring. A-flat, middle. G-flat, index. F, thumb. E-flat, middle. D-flat, index. Okay, the next is the D scale, and this is going to be a sharped key, so I'm going to refer to it in sharps. D, thumb. E, index. F sharp, middle. G, thumb. A, index. B, middle. C sharp, ring. D, pinky. Going back down. C sharp, ring. B, middle. A, index. G, thumb. F sharp, middle. E, index. D, thumb. Now, the next scale is the E flat scale. Let me get this under my finger so I know what I'm talking about. Is easier so to start with. So we're gonna start with the middle finger on the E flat. So E flat middle, F thumb, G index, A flat middle, B flat ring, C thumb, D index, E flat middle, going back down, D index. C, thumb. B flat, ring. A flat, middle. G, thumb, index. F, thumb. E flat, middle. E scale. This is going to be another sharp key, so I'm going to refer in sharps. E, thumb. F sharp, index. G sharp, middle. A, thumb. B, index. C sharp, middle. D sharp, ring. E, pinky. D sharp, ring. C sharp, middle. B, index. A, thumb. G sharp, middle. F sharp, index. E, thumb. Next scale is an F. Again, it's a weird sort of a fingering. So, got it under my fingers for a little bit. So we're going to go F, thumb, G, index. Oh, and this is a flat key. So I'm going to refer to it in flats. F, thumb, G, index, A, middle, B flat, ring, C, thumb, D, index, E, middle, F, ring, going back down, E, middle, D, index, C, thumb, B flat, ring, A, middle, G, index, F, thumb. Next scale? Well, we could do this either one or two ways. I'm going to refer to it as sharp or flats because I feel like it. So, F, G flat, index, A flat, middle, B flat, ring, B, thumb, D flat. Well, that's an index. E flat is middle. F is thumb. G flat, index. F, thumb. E flat, middle. D flat, index. B, thumb. B flat, ring. A flat, middle. G flat is index. The reason you heard me pause or hesitate there is because thinking about it now, I should have referred to it in sharps. And the reason for that is because when you go alphabetically, musically, when you're doing the musical alphabet, you need to do it in a correct way. So it would be, the correct thing would be F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, C sharp, D sharp, E sharp, and F sharp. So you can see that it would have behooved me to follow my first instinct and refer to those keys as sharps. So again, this is my first time teaching and it's free, so deal. And that is said with a great deal of affection and a smile upon my face. We're going to do the G scale next. And I'm playing with my right hand. G, thumb. A, index. B, middle. C is thumb. D, index. E, middle. F sharp, ring. G is the pinky finger. Going back down. F sharp is ring. E, middle. D, index. C, thumb. B, middle. A, index. G, thumb. Next scale, A flat. Chord sounds like this. Right hand, A flat, index. B flat, middle. C, thumb. D flat, index. E flat, middle. F, thumb. G, index. A flat, middle. Going back down. G, index. F, thumb. E flat, middle. D flat, index. C, thumb. B flat, middle. A flat, index. A chord. The A scale will be based upon that chord. A, thumb. This is going to be a sharp key, so I'm going to refer to it in sharps. A, thumb. B, index. C sharp, middle. D, thumb. E, index. F sharp, middle. G sharp, ring. A, pinky. Going back down. G sharp, ring. F sharp, middle. Index, E, index. D, thumb. C sharp, middle. B, index. A, thumb. Now again, I'm going to get this under my fingers so that I know what I'm going to tell you. Middle. We're going to work on the B flat scale. And it sounds like this on this chord. B flat, middle. C, thumb. D, index. E flat, middle. F, thumb. G, index. A, middle. B flat, ring. Going back down, A, middle. G, index. F, thumb. E flat, middle. D, index. C, thumb. B flat, middle. Now we're going to do the B scale on this chord. I'll explain the fundamentals of the chords later. Maybe not today, but definitely later. I usually do these things with a caffeinated beverage, which I don't have the assistance of right now. All I'm working on is adrenaline and excitement of my subject. So hopefully that is enough. B, thumb. C sharp, index. D sharp, middle. E, thumb. F sharp, index. G sharp, middle. A sharp, middle. Ring. B, pinky. Going back down. A sharp, ring. G sharp, middle. F sharp, index. E, thumb. D sharp, middle. C sharp, index. And that's thumb on the B. B, thumb. Now I've played for you all the 12 scales, all the 12 major scales with my left hand and with my right hand. And now I'm going to play them both with both of my hands. Now this ought to be very interesting, because I haven't done these in years, but hopefully I can inspire confidence with my brilliance. All right. We're going to start on the C scale, and it's going to sound like this. I'm going to go ahead and turn this down, this keyboard, because I believe that we're probably getting distortion for some reason, because I hear it. Yeah. Hear it in the monitors that it's getting distorted. So, bear with me a moment. Hopefully this will be picking up. hopefully Gold Waver Soundforge will be able to take the distortion out of these, if it can do such a thing. So, we're going to start with the C scale, as I mentioned, and the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to say the note, followed by the two fingers left, followed by right, respectively. So when I say C, 5-1, that will mean, or C, 5-1, that will mean pinky and thumb. And D4-2 will mean ring and index finger. Ring on the left hand and index finger on the right hand. So, that's how I'm going to number these fingers, just for the sake of simplicity. C's, 5-1. D, 4-2. E, 3-3. F, 2-1. G, 1-2. A, 3-3. B, 2-4. C, 1-5. Going down. B, 2-4. A, 3-3. G, 1-2. F, 2-1. E, 3-3. D, 4-2. C, 5-1. The reason I'm not saying C, C, 5-1 is because you can hear both of those notes. So when I refer to C and I say 5-1, that means the C in the left hand and the C in the right hand, an octave above where the C in the left hand is. All right. C sharp scale. C sharp, 3-2. D sharp, 2-2. F, 1-1. F sharp, 4-2. G sharp, 3-3. A sharp, or B flat, whichever one you want to call it, 2-4. Thumbs on C, 1-1. 3-2 for C sharp. Going back down, C, 1-1. B flat, 2-4. A flat, 3-3. G flat, 4-2. F, 1-1. E flat, 2-3. D flat, 3-2. Next is D. 5-1 on the D. E, 4-2. F sharp, 3-3. G, 2-1. A, 1-2. B, 3-3. C sharp, 2-4. D, 1-5. Going back down. C sharp, 2-4. B, 3-3. A, 1-2. G, 2-1. F sharp, 3-3. E, 4-2. D, 5-1. Next is E flat. Let me get these under my fingers. Okay. E flat, 3-3. F, 2-1. G, 1-2. A flat, 3-3. B flat, 2-4. C, 1-1. D, 4-2. E flat, going back down. D, 4-2. C, thumb. B flat, 2-4. A flat, 3-3. G, 1-2. F, 2-1. E-flat, 3-3. Gonna do E, and these will be sharps. E, 5-1. F-sharp, 4-2. G-sharp, 3-3. A, 2-1. B, 1-2. C-sharp, 3-3. D-sharp, 2-4. Excuse me. E, 1-5. Going back down. D sharp 2-4, B C sharp 3-3, B 1-2, A 2-1, G sharp 3-3, F sharp 4-2, E 5-1, F scale, it's going to be a flat key, F 5-1, G 4-2, A 3-3, B flat 2-4, C 1-1, D 3-2, E 2-3, F 1-4, D E, excuse me, 2-3, D 3-2, C thumb thumb or 1-1, B flat 2-4, A 3-3, G 4-2, that would be F 5-1. F sharp scale. Let me make sure I'm saying these all right. So I was going to refer to this one as sharp, so I will do that consistently now. F sharp 4-2, G sharp 3-3, A sharp 2-4, B 1-1, C sharp 3-2, D sharp 2-3, F 1-1, F sharp 3-2, F or E sharp if you like, 1-1, D sharp 2-3, C sharp 3-2, B 1-1, A sharp 2-4, G sharp 3-3, F sharp 4-2, G scale, it's a sharp key, meaning that it has one sharp. It doesn't mean it's a sharp key, necessarily like a G sharp, it just means it has one sharp in it, so. G, 5-1, A, 4-2, B, 3-3, C, 2-1, D, 1-2, E, 3-3, F sharp, 2-4, G, 1-5, going back down, F sharp, 2-4, E, 3-3, D, 1-2, C, 2-1, B, 3-3, A, 4-2, G, 5-1. Next scale, A flat. So, I'm going to refer in flats. A flat, 3-2. B flat, 2-3. C, 1-1. D flat, 3-2. E flat, 2-3. F, 1-1. G, 3-2. A flat, 2-3. Going back down. G, 3-2. F, 1-1. E flat, 2-3. D flat, 3-2. C, 1-1. B flat, 2-3. A flat, 3-2. A scale. A, 5-1. And this is a sharp key, so I'm going to refer in sharps. A, 5-1. B, 4-2. C sharp, 3-3. D, 2-1. E, 1-2. F sharp, 3-3. A sharp, or excuse me, G sharp, 2-4. And I'm not even drunk yet. And A, 1-5. Going back down. A flat, or G sharp, 2-4. F sharp, 3-3. E-1-2. D-2-1. C-sharp, 3-3. B-4-2. A-5-1. B-flat scale. So, naturally, I'm going to refer to the black keys as flats this time. And I'm also going to get this under my hand so I know what I'm saying. And I think with that little exercise, we're ready. I've got to be smarter than the piano, or at least try to. B flat, 3-3. C, 2-1. D, 1-2. E flat, 3-3. F, 2-1. G, 1-2. A, 3-3. B flat, 2-4. Going back down. A, 3-3. G, 1-2. F, 2-1. E flat, 3-3. D, 1-2. C, 2-1. B flat, 3-3. Last but certainly not least is the B scale. Although, a lot of people do not play in the key of B, but it's good to know the B scale, because you can have the upper hand when you do know the B scale. So, B, 4-1. C sharp, 3-2. D sharp, 2-3. E, 1-1. F sharp, 4-2. A sharp, or G sharp, excuse me, 3-3. That's the A sharp, 2-4. B, 1-5. Going back down. A sharp, 2-4. G sharp, 3-3. F sharp, 4-2. E, 1-1. D sharp, 2-3. C sharp, 3-2. B, 4-1. We are now done with the scales. Now, who cares? Scales, boring, right? Well, yeah, except that you need some of this knowledge in order to play. Like I reiterated, or like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I'll reiterate again. You need this knowledge to play in a musical ensemble, or in a band in my case. I, for one, don't have an affinity for classical music, but I'm glad I know these scales, and I'm glad I know these chord theory things that I'm about to teach you. Now, gonna sort of build on what we've done so far. I'm gonna start back at the C scale again, and I'm going to explain to you that the root of the C scale is just that, the root. And that is what we call the first degree of the scale. And I'm playing a major scale. There are minor scales and, you know, all that kind of thing, pentatonic, which we'll get into much later. Probably not here in this particular lesson, but we will get into them. So, we're going to start with C being the one. In other words, the first degree of the scale. Pretty much follow this logically. D is a second degree of the scale. E is a third degree of the scale. And by the way, I'm playing with my left hand again. F is the fourth degree. G is 5. A is 6. B is 7. And we're back to 1. Or, actually, if you want to do the do, re, mi system, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I prefer the numbers because it just helps me. I don't like hunting for do and re and whichever one is supposed to be. But they like it a lot more in Europe. So I'm going to use the number system just so I can be contrary. Anyway, Why do these matter? Because music is not made up entirely of scales. If it were, I would go nuts, and I would probably try to put myself in a coma. So we don't have to deal with that problem because we have what are called chords. A chord is a three-note thing, striking. You hit three notes and it's a chord. But you can't just hit any three notes and it's a chord. A chord consists of thirds. I don't know why they call it thirds, because it's not every third note in the scale, it's every other note in the scale that gets stricken when you play a chord. So, that's the one, that's the three, and that's the five. That's the first, third, and the fifth degree of the scale, which we call the root, third, and the fifth. So, we've got, and usually, let's go back here. That would be the C chord. Now this, if you're building onto the C scale, the next series up would be D, F, and A. Notice also that the F and the A are also in the C scale. For example, you can't do F sharp in this series. You have to do F. You can do it, but that's more advanced, and that's for later. For our purposes, we're going to go C chord, and then we're going to go D minor chord, which is D, F, and A. I'm using the 4, 2, and 1 fingerings for that, respectively. D, 4, F, 2, A, 1. And then we're going to go back to 5-3-1 for the E chord. And that's E minor chord, not E major. We'll get into that in a little bit. That's 5-3-1, F chord, 4-2-1, G chord, 5-3-1, A minor, 4-2-1, B diminished, 5-3-1, back to C major, 4-2-1. Now, what's major and minor? Well, major sounds happy, minor sounds sad. In this context, it sounds all okay because it's all in relation to the C chord. In other words, I can go ahead and play the one chord, the four chord, followed by the two chord, followed by the five chord, which is the C chord, the F chord, the D chord, and the G chord. Well, I could do the A minor chord, too, and then the F chord, 2-3-5-1. So basically what I'm doing here is I'm playing the notes in the scale, and I built them up into chord form so that you can just do anything you want, pretty much, with these chords. But you can't go out of the scale, so it sounds like this. Now, as I'm doing that, I am going to play in my right hand the C scale along with the chords I just played. Now, I devised this method for my lovely girlfriend Alicia today on the spot, so I hope it works for all of you. If it doesn't, well, email me or contact me via MSN, as mentioned in the beginning of this cast. So, we're going to play C chord. And actually C in the right hand. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to introduce dynamics, which means that I'm going to play the C chord softer. I'm going to play the chord softer than the scales, since the melody stands out in the scale. So I'm going to make the melody in my right hand stand out. So, again, using the fingerings I used earlier, I'm going to 5-3-1, the C chord in my left hand, thumb in my right hand, left hand, DFA, 4-2-1. Right hand is D2. And the next chord is E. 5-3-1. 3 for E in the right hand. Next, 4-2-1 for the chord F in the left hand, and F in the right hand with thumb, or 1. Next, G chord, 5-3-1, GBD, G in the right hand. Next, ACE in the left hand. A in the right hand, with the middle finger, and the ACE was 4-2-1, so it alternates. Five, three, one in the left hand, BDF, ring finger, in the right hand for the B, so B, ring. Next, 4-2-1 in the left hand, for the chord C, the C chord. In the right hand, a C note, an octave above this note. Do that again. 4-2-1 for the chord, for the C chord, in the left hand. C E G. B D F 5-3-1. B, right hand, middle finger. Left hand A C E 4-2-1. Right hand A 2. Again, G chord in the left hand, GBD, 5-3-1. Right hand, G1, which means G with the first finger or the thumb. I know people use the index finger as the first finger. I don't think that's logical. So, again, F, F-A-C, left hand, 4-2-1. Right hand, F3. E chord, left hand EGB, 5-3-1. Right hand, index, or 2. Left hand, DFA, 4-2-1. Right hand, D1. Left hand, C chord, 5-3-1, CEG. Right hand, it's a C note, index finger. Or thumb finger, excuse me. So it sounds like this. Vary that. So, what I want you to try is we're going to break up the notes in the right hand. So it's going to be sort of like a solo, but not really. I'm going to play various combinations of C's, E's, G's, D's, F's, A's, E's, G's, B's, F's, A's, C's, G's, B's, D's, A's, C's, E's, B's, D's, and F's, and then back again to C's, E's, and G's. What are all those alphabets mean? The hell did I just say? Well, I'll make it very audible for your ears. So this is C E G D F A E G B F A C. I'm using my right hand. G B A or G B D A C E. B, D, F, C, E, G. So I'm going to play various combinations of these. So it's going to sound sort of like this. I'll just start out basic. I'm going to start out with thirds. So basically what I'm doing is I'm playing these notes, but I'm just kind of breaking up or arpeggiating them, if you will, with the right hand. Arpeggio means breaking it up, so it sounds like... something like that. So I'm breaking the notes up so that they sound more pretty. They sound prettier to the ear. So I'm going to just start out. So it's root, third, root. Third, this is also the third, and this is the root, because it's the root, the D minor. Okay, we're going to start with C is the root of everything here, but when you play the D minor chord, D, F, and A, the D is the root, and the F is the third, the A is the fifth, so that's why I'm saying root, third, root, third, root, third. That's what all that means. So here we go again. We're going to start root, third, root, third. The fifth, too. One, five, two, excuse me. One, five, 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 five, one, five, one, five, one, five, one, five, one, five, one, one. So, we've got the basic elements of the chord here. I did root third, and I did root fifth, or root five. I should have said fifth. So, I'm going to actually arpeggiate these in just the order I want to. I'm going to improv now with my right hand, so pay attention. Here we go. Did there on that last one was I said fifth, third, root. I played, rather, fifth, third, root, and then I did what's called a passing tone, which is the third of the C chord. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to introduce that yet, but I did. So that brings up the next element of this convoluted situation, which is that you can use other chords or other tones other than what we call the chord tones. The chord tones are what I just did in the right hand. Root, third, fifth, 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 and then going back down. In other words, if you're playing a chord here in the left hand, you're playing the chord tones in the right hand, all you're playing is the C, E, and G. And then next chord up is D minor, D, F, and A, and so on. Root third and fifth, that's all you're doing. See, I'm only playing three notes here on the in the right hand, basically. Sounds better than what I was doing before. It sounds better than this. Or... but it's still kind of boring if you think about it, because you're only using three notes per chord. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to demonstrate... thank you. using what are called passing notes. I'm using the non-chord tones, for example. In that you heard, that D minor chord, you heard an E, an F, a G, and an A. Now, the E and the G were non-chord tones, but it sounds better because... Hear that B in the F chord? It doesn't sound really great, but when it resolves to the C, to the chord tone in the F key, it sounds fine because it resolved to one of the chord tones. So play around with that. And that ends today's lesson. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is Eddie Salcido, signing off.